We're at the Byron Bay Writers Festival and we're talking to author Eben Fentner about his novel Woof Woof.
Hello, Karina. Yeah, thanks very much for giving me the opportunity to say something here. It's a great festival. I love it. It's set in urban Cape Town, and many of my previous novels were set in rural locations. So this one, I really wanted to say something about how things are in currently in South Africa. So it tells the story of a guy called Matthias or Matt, and it opens up with him looking after his dying father. And a lot of the novel focuses on his relationship with his father, and also in turn his father, who is blind by now, him trying to resolve his relationship with his son before he dies.
It sounds like a very intense book too, a very serious book in terms of the relationship between the father and the son. But how much does the setting of being in South Africa influence the relationship between the leading figures?
Well, South Africa has, of course, changed a lot since 94, and I wanted to capture some of the changing elements, especially in Cape Town. So at one point, for instance, Matthias wants to make a contribution to the current society in South Africa, and he decides to set up a takeaway where they serve really, really good food, but cheaply. And then what happens with him in this takeaway, he employs a Congolese refugee as one of his workers, and then all sorts of almost ominous things happen in and around the takeaway. And in a way that is that's what's happening in Cape Town now. You can't always predict, even though there is a very good legal system in place in South Africa, the laws of the land do not always protect you. There seem to be other forces at work, and Matthias is very much at the mercy of these forces. And Matthias is also a person who's, they call, born frees, and these were the people who were born after 94, after South Africa became a democracy. So he grows up, even though his father is very wealthy, and he expects to inherit a lot of this wealth, and there's all sorts of things that go wrong there as well. And he is actually not anymore one of the white young people who are part of the privileged society.
Now, you've won awards for this novel and for other things you've written as well. So, obviously, you've touched quite a chord with a lot of people with this particular strain of work. Do you feel that you... Because you now live in Lismore. You're actually locally in the North Coast. And do you think that's going to actually change some of your future writing? Because, you know, so much of your previous work's been influenced by that background of growing up in South Africa.
Yeah, I am actually... up to now, I've always worked in Afrikaans, which is my mother tongue. And now, for the first time, after I got an overseas contract, I'm creating my text in English. And I'm at the moment, the book I'm writing is moving away from South Africa. It's partially set here in Australia, and also in Bali, and also in Tokyo.
Okay, so it should be very interesting to see what you come up with your next book. And thanks for talking to us today.
Thanks very much, Karina. Yeah.